Every ounce of waste that leaves my school goes straight to the landfill. Everything from the cafeteria, the halls, the classrooms, the grounds. If Sehome had composting, a lot of that waste would instead be trucked to a local facility and turned into soil. Composting is a natural process that turns once living material back into dirt. So what does it take for compost to get from a cafeteria back into the garden? Well, first the compostable material has to make it into the right container. I'm in the Viking Commons, the cafeteria at Western Washington University in Bellingham. Most of the people are kids here for sports or music camps, but there are some college students here for summer session. I asked them what it was like adapting to Western's compost program.
It's very clearly mapped out. They have pictures of what's compostable and what's not, and all I know is they make it really easy here to use compost.
That's James McLean, a sophomore at Western.
It's slightly less convenient than putting everything, say, in the garbage. But, I mean, it's simple enough to just sort, once you're done eating, what's compostable and what's not. It's really no inconvenience at all if you have 5 seconds.
James voiced the general consensus among the students I talked to. As long as containers are clearly labeled, compostable seem to make it into the bins just fine. Jim Vale agrees. He represents the next step in the journey of compost. Jim is the guy who pulls up to Western in his big blue truck and hauls away whatever ends up in the compost bins.
Yeah, Western's pretty good. Businesses like Western or other schools that we pick up, they're really good about only compost in their cans.
To catch him for an interview, I had to be at the top of the long, steep driveway behind the Viking Commons with my bike at 7:15 a.m. I wasn't crazy about waking up early, but he didn't seem to mind it.
I just really enjoy doing this.
How come?
It just seems a lot of people really appreciate it. So that's what I get out of it.
I learned that he takes the compost to a facility in Linden, 15 miles away. By contrast, straight-up garbage is shipped 300 miles to a landfill in eastern Washington. All that unconsumed food, all the paper towels and milk cartons and napkins, ends up here. I'm at Green Earth Technologies, a composting plant in my county. I ask Stephanie Harvey, the manager of Green Earth, what's so good about compost?
Everybody benefits from composting. The students would benefit from the training that they would have in composting. Really, we're using schools as a platform to teach students how they can positively or negatively have an effect on their world. We all benefit from composting as we reduce that waste cycle. Garbage doesn't go away. We know that. We see that. We see how much we're filling landfills and how we're running out of room in landfills and what happens to garbage when there's no space to keep burying it. We can burn certain things, but we have huge environmental impacts by how we've been handling our garbage in the past.
At Green Earth, food waste and farm waste are shredded and mixed together to make a balanced feeding ground for microbes. Stephanie takes me out to the windy site. She shows me the gigantic compost piles covered in fabric similar to a heavy-duty raincoat. Each pile is about the size of 2 school buses end-to-end. Over 6 weeks, microbes break down the food waste. In the process, they raise the temperature in the pile to a level that kills any bacteria. Then low-energy fans cool the piles. The compost sits uncovered for another year. After that, it's ready to be bagged up as rich, healthy soil and sold for gardens and nurseries. Compost is also spread at roadsides because it works as a natural filtration system to keep noxious chemicals from roads out of lakes and streams.
We get this full circle of not just, hey, we took it out of the landfill and we had a benefit to some Joe Blow who saved the money versus throwing it away, but how we really look at our world and how it benefited our land and our water and then fish and air is astronomical. It's such an exciting thing to think about how a basic thought process can really have a lifelong change impact.
From what I've found, compost makes sense for the environment. So why wouldn't schools feel that it makes sense for them? I asked Rod Pemble, the recycling manager at Sanitary Service in Bellingham. He helped start the Food Plus program.
Districts want to make sure that they're going to save money and that the program doesn't bring other problems to the school. Custodians have a lot of responsibilities. They want to be sure that they're not taking on a new program that's going to make a whole bunch of extra work for them. And we've demonstrated that that's possible with our program.
For one, they're not lifting heavy bags of garbage anymore because everything's on wheels. And compost does reduce costs for a school. Rod told me that his company pays a fee to unload at the compost facility, but that fee is a third of the cost of dumping garbage. Because Sanitary Service pays less for compost, schools pay less for compost service. So if compost saves the school money in the long term, has minimal cost in the short term, and has a huge environmental benefit, why is Sehome the only high school in Bellingham that doesn't have the program?
The two Bellingham high schools, which do have it currently, each had pairs of students who took this on as their senior culminating project. Every senior in Bellingham district has to have a culminating project. These students at these two high schools decided, we want to champion Food Plus, we want to make it happen at our school. Because they took it on as their project, they were able to devote a lot more time to it, and that made the difference at their school. The school that does not have it currently, Sehome, has not had a group of students who championed the program, and that's really what, in our opinion, what it's going to take.
Okay, the secret's out. It's the students. The program is in place, but it won't get anywhere until everyone is on board. We have to teach each other how to use compost. But more importantly, we have to teach ourselves to care about how we impact our world. For Summer Soundwave, I'm Zoe Scheinkoff.
It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer being red or